She's the best woman in the race, young local woman, young Muller. Outstanding representative for the people here, has actively worked to try and bring about jobs creation west of the Ban and in this constituency, actively worked against the efforts to bring fracking in here, a very, very strong supporter of public services and local access to those services. And I think the pact that the unionists have put together, it's really Michelle and this seat which is the target of that. It's a very, very negative alliance. It's about stopping and impeding and delaying progress and people's rights and the necessary movement towards equality across the society, which is good for everyone. Now we have this very, very reactionary coalition of interest.
Does it worry you?
Well, this seat's always hung upon a thread. I mean, four votes and then reduced to one vote, so you can't get at any title of that. And incidentally, I was the person who got that one vote. Others may claim, but I remember it well, the woman who was the last voter. And everybody appreciated the value of their vote. Then they will come out and stop this negative alliance. And
so Miss Gilderney is you to thank for getting elected the last time?
No, herself and the rest of the team, but just in terms of the others have claimed, you know, Martin McGuinness claims all the time that he got the vote. But you know.
Well, on a personal level, just how close are you and Miss Gilderney?
Oh, I know Michelle a very long time and her family before her, and I'm very minded that it was her Nana who was at the centre of the famous squat in Caledon, which highlighted the discrimination in housing and the way houses were allocated, not on the basis of need but on the basis of favouritism, and all of that led to the civil rights campaign and then the reform of housing allocation and so on. So she comes from a long line of champion women.
She's clearly highly regarded in Sinn Féin. Do you see her there as somebody who has a huge future in Sinn Féin? Could she be potential leadership material one day?
Well, she's part of the leadership, and you know, she served as a minister and was outstanding, very popular minister among all sections of the people. Tackled rural poverty, worked with the farming community. No one has a bad word to say about her in terms of her people skills and her very, very obvious commitment and affinity with ordinary folks. And you know,
could she lead Sinn Féin one day?
Well, that's up to the party. She's part of our leadership at this time.